between the visit that you just did a couple of weeks ago and the previous visit was, what, about 6 months ago? Did you...
Yeah, in December, yeah.
Right. So did you know... I mean, has there been any significant change or development that you sort of noticed from looking at the media reports and people that you spoke to?
In the general case, no, there wasn't. I think there is still huge optimism about the Brazilian IT market, or Brazilian IT services market. And the one thing that hasn't changed, which all the players that I met again this time and met 6 months ago said, is just can't get enough good staff. And that is the sign of one of the signs of a high growth market. I mean, attrition, as you probably know, I'm hearing attrition in that market in Brazil is something like 20%. And that's higher than Indian rates, to be quite honest. You know, the top tier Indians have managed to bring their attrition down to more like 14-15%. So, you know, if it is the case that the average IT services attrition rate in the Brazilian market is 20%, then, you know, that's a huge challenge for the players to just keep standing in the same spot, let alone growing. Mm. But I don't have to tell you that the IT services market is a people market, and, you know, no matter how much talk there is of the so-called non-linearity factor, it really is the case if you want to increase your revenues by 10%, then to the first level of approximation, you've got to increase your headcount by 10% as well. So it's a real fight, and that hasn't changed. The one thing that did surprise me, and unfortunately I was unable to meet with them on this trip, was when I looked at TCS in particular, which, you know, is the largest India-based player in IT services in the world, and indeed in probably all of the country markets in which it operates, TCS has actually been declining in Brazil. Mm. And I find that astonishing, and I'm still trying to get to the bottom of that. Mm. Because everybody else I'm talking to is still talking about revenue growth, you know, demand increasing, and, you know, trying to recruit and indeed increasing headcount numbers. TCS, in their last financial year, and their financial year ends in March, so in the year to March 2011, TCS Brazil went backwards in revenue, went into loss, and went down in employee numbers. And that is astonishing because, A, it's the Brazilian market, and B, because it's TCS.
Yeah, and that leads on then to talk just about the Brazilian market, because a lot of people are surprised when you say the domestic IT services market is bigger than that of China and India combined in Brazil. And so it seems like the market for IT services, I mean, for a lot of these players coming in, like TCS, you would think they're coming in and tapping into that huge market and huge growth here.
Well, yes, I mean... Obviously, the market numbers I took from publicly available sources, that was probably Brascom or something where I got those sorts of numbers from. But the message which became clear to me on my very first meetings a couple of years ago in the sector was Brazil is all about the Brazilian IT services is really all about the domestic market. And although, yes, there is some use of Brazil as, in quotes, offshore development center or offshore operations center, as you know perfectly well, the sort of the tax regime around the export of services really doesn't make Brazil a low cost delivery center. So although, you know, there are instances of that, and, you know, probably the most of the most obvious is, you know, now that Capgemini owns a CPM Braxis, there is a small part of CPM's infrastructure management services which are in effect offshore for Capgemini clients elsewhere in the world, but it's, you know, it's like the 5% versus the 95%, and I haven't heard anything yet from any of the other players that, you know, detracts me from thinking that basically if you are a player in IT services in Brazil, then you are primarily there serving the Brazilian marketplace. That doesn't necessarily mean Brazilian-owned companies, of course. Those will probably be the majority. It could well be the Brazilian operations of international companies.